Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/. Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down, and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Welcome to r/AmIWrong, where OP almost murders her coworker. Am I wrong for putting peanuts in my food and not putting an allergen label on it, knowing that the food thief is allergic? So my office recently got a new hire, Omar. He's a young Muslim guy, fresh out of college, and ever since he was onboarded, my food has been going missing. I mention his religion because I'm also Muslim, and it's hard to find halal food on short notice. And it's been really difficult not having food to eat because it's been stolen. My theory is that he stole my food because I'm the only obviously Muslim one in the office. I wear a hijab, and I've mentioned going to the mosque. So he knows that my food is okay to eat. I've tried talking to him about this, but he always plays dumb and denies knowing anything about my missing meals. As the title says, Omar is allergic to peanuts. On Friday, I brought leftovers, which included peanuts. I made sure to label the package clearly with my name, but I didn't think to include any label about it having peanuts in it. No one else in the office used allergen labels for their food. It didn't even cross my mind. When I got to the fridge and realized my food was once again missing, I rushed to Omar's desk where, of course, I found him eating my food. And I told him that the lunch that he stole had peanuts in it. His eyes got really wide and he went for his EpiPen, and thank goodness he injected himself before the reaction got really bad. After Omar got done panicking about his reaction, he blew up at me. He said that I could have killed him, and I said that he wouldn't have been in danger if he wasn't a liar and a thief. He told me that it was my fault for not putting an allergen label on the packaging. I said that I'm lactose intolerant, but I don't expect everyone to put labels on their dairy because I don't steal other people's food. He said that's different because milk won't kill me, and I said it's the same principle. HR ruled in my favor, but now requires allergen labels on all foods. And the entire office is mad at me. Not just for the inconvenience of the labels, but because I targeted Omar and tried to kill him. Now I feel bad. Am I in the wrong here? Yo, I feel like I'm reading a Bizarro World post. What kind of doofus steals other people's food when you're deathly allergic to a common ingredient? Also, I can't help but laugh at the hypocrisy of this guy eats halal food because he's religious. But despite being religious, that doesn't stop him from stealing and lying. I'm not super familiar with the Islam faith. Is it okay to lie and steal in Muslim faith? I don't think so. Let's see. The punishment for theft first appeared in the Quran, Surah 541. Cut off his or her hands, a punishment by way of example from God for their crime. Okay, do not steal. And then as for lying, safeguarding of a Muslim's life is a mandatory obligation that should be observed, and lying is permissible when the shedding of a Muslim's blood is at stake. Okay, so it's specifically okay to lie as long as it saves another Muslim. So presumably it's not okay to lie in all other circumstances? Well, OP, I guess on the bright side, you found a way to protect your lunch. Instead of labeling it with your name, label it with contains peanuts. Am I wrong for not immediately forgiving my wife for sexting another man? I'm a 36-year-old man. I married my wife, who's 32, 8 months ago. We dated for 2.5 years prior to getting married. Recently, we were on an international vacation, and occasionally she would let me use her phone to check on things because I don't have an international plan on my phone. One day during the trip, I asked her if I could use her phone while she was taking a shower. While I had her phone in my hand, another man sent her an explicit message. I was surprised by the message coming through, and she was in the shower, so I clicked on it and saw messages going on for quite a few back and forth messages. As I briefly read the conversation, I saw messages that she was enthusiastically responding to the man's explicit offers, describing things he wanted to do to her, and she responded with explicit things that she wanted to do to him. When she got out of the shower, I asked her who this person was. She said that it was an old boyfriend who messages her every once in a while, and they've known each other for 12 years. She said that he lives in a different part of the world, and they've never done anything in person, but they just have these explicit conversations every once in a while. I asked her why she has these conversations with him, and she said that she likes the attention he gives her, and she likes it when men talk to her like this. Another reason I was shocked about this is some of these messages happened right before times that we were intimate, which felt really violating to me. I asked her why she did this, and she said that she felt like I wasn't giving her the attention she needs, which was surprising to me because earlier this week, she asked me to give her more attention, and when I did, like touching her back or kissing her while we were out and about on vacation, she asked me to stop. I don't know what to do. How can I forgive her? Should I forgive her? Buddy, she didn't even wait a full year into your marriage before she starts emotionally cheating on you. This marriage is already over. When she said to you she wants more attention from you, what she actually meant was, can you be more like my ex-boyfriend who actually turns me on? You know, it's honestly, it's not even right for me to say that she only made it 8 months into the relationship. She's been cheating on you for the entire relationship. Man, OP, your marriage is a pile of flaming wreckage. Just move on, and then your wife will be free to do all those disgusting things she wants with her ex-boyfriend. Am I wrong for not giving my cheating wife another chance? I'm a 39-year-old man, and I've been with my wife, who's 33, for 13 years. She recently went away on a girls' trip. I wasn't worried at all. I've never had a reason to distrust her. She's never done anything to give me cause for concern. And it's not like she was even going abroad. She was going to a Butlins half an hour away, for God's sake. My wife went with her sister and a few other girls. She called me up this morning, and I didn't expect anything other than her checking in. She's only been away one night of a 3-night trip. When I answered, she was crying and incoherent. When I finally calmed her down, she told me that she had slept with someone else the night before. Supposedly, she met a guy whom she approached, by the way. They flirted a little, danced together, and she thought that was as far as it would go. But he supposedly charmed her into a kiss, which turned to making out, which turned to her asking him to walk her back to her hotel, which turned into them passionately hugging. She says, what? She says nothing was amiss. He wasn't pushy or weird, and actually, they did it multiple times. Because she would say they need to stop, and he would stop immediately. And then after a few minutes, she'd want him to carry on, and he would. And he supposedly never even finished because of the stopping and starting. This supposedly went on for 3 hours, and she eventually said stop for good and asked him to leave, and he did. Yo, dude's got stamina! The guy is supposedly 10 years younger than her, and she said that she lied and told him she was going through a divorce. She says she doesn't know what came over her, and she just wanted to see if she still had it, but she got carried away. I've been with her for 14 years, married for 10, and we have a 7-year-old daughter. I want to leave her. She's begging me not to, offering marriage counseling, never going out again, never drinking again, etc. I've always been a one-chance sort of guy. I just told her to go F herself, and I've been ignoring her since about 10 a.m. Now her friends and sister are calling me too. They apparently had no idea she'd even gone home with him. They saw them talking, but thought nothing of it. I just want them all to leave me alone. I told my mom about it, and she said that I should think of my family, and that my wife seems genuinely remorseful and didn't try to hide anything and came clean straight away. That it's not like she had an affair, and as bad as it is, it's the best case scenario. After that conversation, I feel like I'm insane. Am I wrong for not even considering forgiving her? Man, don't you love the excuses of cheaters? How she just got carried away and she wanted to see if she still had it. But the consistent lying. First, she said that she's going through a divorce. She approached the guy. She flirted with the guy. She danced with the guy. She made out with the guy. She walked back to the hotel with the guy. She screwed the guy. And then she screwed the guy. And then she screwed the guy. And then she screwed the guy for 3 hours. OP, she said that she's going through a divorce. I say you make her wish come true. Man, it's also so bad that this happened on the first night. It's almost like she planned this. She was expecting it. She just assumed she knew that it was going to happen. So she like couldn't wait. Oh, I can't wait to get there and suck some guy off. Then one day later, OP posted an update. So my wife came home tonight after giving me the day to cool off. I asked to see a picture of the guy. I don't know why. Maybe I'm a sucker for punishment. And of course, the dude looks like a superhero, so that's great. The guy looks like Anthony Joshua or something. For the record, my wife is beautiful, like perfect teeth, works out regularly, etc. I'm not ugly, but I'm just a typical English guy. Not overweight, but I could probably lose a few pounds. Bit of a dad bod, etc. I still have a full head of hair, which is nice. I always felt so lucky to be with her. She was an amazing partner, an amazing mother, funny, intelligent, etc. I asked her to lay out what happened to me in more detail. I wanted to catch any lies or changes in her story and test her consistency. She basically said that she was at the bar and the guy was standing next to her. They glanced at each other and she said, "Where did you come from?" He asked what she meant and she said, "You're the first handsome man that I've seen." Yo, girl didn't waste any time, my god. And that's how the conversation got started. As for her telling him that she was divorcing, that happened when he glanced down, noticed her ring, and asked her about it. Apparently, once she said that, he went on to say, "Not like I give an F either way. What a gentleman." I asked if she thinks that he could have slipped her anything, and she says it's impossible because they only did shots together. I asked if she took any drugs, and she admitted to doing coke with her friends, which isn't all that surprising. If you're from the UK and you're into drinking culture, it's pretty standard. A few of you seem to be American, so let me explain what exactly a Butlins is. It's basically a holiday resort, usually for families, but they sometimes host adult-exclusive weekends where it's a pretty big party place. It's cheap and grimy, and it can be a lot of fun. People dress up, there's DJs, live music, multiple venues, and late-night entertainment. As for people saying that she got caught by her friends, she actually didn't. She disappeared with the guy and went home with him. She texted her friends that she was tired and wanted to go to sleep. I asked her how many times they passionately hugged, and she said 4 or 5 times, lasting between 5 to 10 minutes each time. Apparently, even after cheating, she never thought that she'd sleep with the guy. She said that she just wanted to give him oral, so she did that. But the guy said that he could only finish through actual passionate hugging. She didn't believe him until 20 minutes later. He still wasn't done, so she gave up and climbed on top of him. But then, after about 5 minutes, she thought, "What the F am I doing?" and got off of him. Then she laid there and cuddled him, drank more, and then 10 minutes later, they'd be touching each other again. This repeated 4 or 5 times. She says that she kept thinking, this is wrong, but then would think, it's too late now anyway, so might as well carry on, and basically go through loops of that. Yo, reading this is torture. Why is she going into so much detail? This is painful. I asked her why she felt the need to see if she still had it, and she says that since she hit 30, she's been self-conscious of her aging. That when she spots a new wrinkle or something, it drives her to tears. She said that chatting to the guy made her feel young again, and she latched onto that. Also, apparently, the guy was there with a girl who my wife said looked like a younger version of me. And the guy pointed her out to my wife and said, that girl over there watching us has a crush on me, and laughed about it. After he talked to my wife for like 30 minutes, the girl had enough, walked over and kicked the table, spilling the guy's drink, and then stormed off. She says the guy picking her over a younger woman drove her ego crazy, and that's when she decided to kiss him. I asked her why she even told me, and she said that when she woke up, she saw that I'd sent a selfie of me and our daughter eating pizza together, and it sent her into a nervous breakdown. That she was wailing and sobbing so loud, it woke up her sister, and that's when she confessed. Her sister told her that she was insane for what she did, and wasn't very comforting, and then left the room mad at her, which made it worse, and that's when she called me. I've asked her to leave the house for a few days, and she's staying at her mother's house while I decide what to do. She begged me not to make her leave, but she did when I said that it was the least that she could do after blowing up our entire lives over wrinkles making her sad. As for my mother, she still thinks that I should forgive her. For context, my dad died about a year ago, and my wife has really been a rock for my mom. I can't see my mom as much as I would like due to my work, but my wife is a self-employed lash and nail technician and has a lot of free time, which she uses to spend with my mom to keep her company, do her hair, and have girly days to try to make sure she doesn't get lonely. Like I said, she was such a good partner. No, I don't think my mom is a cheater or whatever, and she's very angry at my wife, but she loves her, and she just wants everything to be okay. My daughter has no idea what's happening. She was already asleep when my wife came, and my wife left before my daughter woke up. She'll just think mommy is still on holiday. OP, you gotta run, my dude. The damage is already done. There's no coming back from this. If she goes this far when she's 30 and sees a wrinkle, what is she gonna do when she turns 40 or 50? Massive 100-man gangbang orgies? 60th birthday bukkake celebrations? That was r/AmIWrong, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.